Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, a place where Susan can introduce to you psychics, clairvoyants, past lives, and paranormal experiences. Now, here's your host, Susan Pinsky.
Okay, welcome back to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. We're having a half-year prediction show today with my co-host, Caleb Bacon.
Hey, Susan. Happy half year.
Oh, yes.
Wait, is it the middle of the year right now?
Well, it's almost the half
year. The psychic year?
Yes.
Is that like a different calendar?
Yeah, we have our own yeah. schedule.
It's like the Chinese New Year's in February or something like that.
Okay, it's a quarter. We're the first quarter. We'll do it every quarter. How about that?
Okay.
The psychic
quarter?
The psychic prediction posse. We have Jennifer Schaefer here.
Hello.
Who is the queen of predictions. And Psychic Rebel Colby. And that little voice in the background you can hear of God is Cindy Kaza.
Oh, jeez. I have some big shoes to fill here.
So we just did a millennial, what would you call it?
We're an examination. About millennials and.
On this live podcast, which is coming up in a few weeks. Anyways, we were trying to figure out what's wrong with millennials and what's going to happen to millennials. And I was thinking,
we weren't dumping on them too much.
Yeah, anybody born after 1985?
After me.
Yeah, just has.
I think I was the last good one.
They're just feeling really self-assured, and they can't get jobs, and they're really anxious. And we had Mark Young from the Marshall School of Business talking about what the USC kids are going through. Anyways, we might sort of touch on the future of our kids on some level, and maybe psychically look at that. But Caleb recently had a baby.
Yeah, baby girl.
A baby.
Five weeks ago.
We've got a bacon bit.
And she has already been read by somebody in this room. Jennifer Schaefer, who saw my wife at 8 months pregnant.
Yes.
Which I how many pregnant women do you see in your practice?
I see a few.
Okay.
I do.
That's got to be kind of a cool experience for you because you for the price of one.
It was amazing just to see what she was gonna, what I felt her spirit was like, and what she wanted to say.
And my wife loved it, and she wants to see you every year, especially if she's gonna have another baby.
Do you want me to let you know?
She is.
Oh. Hopefully twins. Not Irish twins here.
I just said twins.
Oh no. So Colby, how have you been?
I am
speaking of not wanting
so
to have kids. Let's talk to Colby.
Yeah, I'm not having kids. I'm gonna have some more fur babies one day, maybe.
Yes, you are.
I have a hairy daughter. She's like kind of a fur baby. She has more hair than I do.
But that doesn't take a whole lot, Caleb.
Well, I am jealous. I feel like she's mocking me.
Yeah.
Like, why are you gonna taunt me? All that hair.
What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Susan Pinsky Jr. It's a tribute. No, her name is Harlow.
That's right.
Cool.
That's
beautiful. Name.
Sorry, I have horrible short-term memory. So.
Harlow.
Sorry, I didn't remember
that. Just as long as I remember it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's so cool. And so anyways, we've got to sort of think of some really good subject matter today to think about. I think Caleb had some great ideas for questions that he wanted to put out there, but what do you want to know about the future?
I'm always down to talk about sports.
Mm-hmm.
But there's things I wonder about sports, like just beyond outcome of games. Like, will Tom Brady play until he's 50?
With his kids.
At the park, not in the NFL stadium. Because he's 40. He's in great shape. He had a fantastic year. And unless something shocking happens, he should be able to play past the age most quarterbacks play.
He will do that, I believe. I believe that he's also going to be playing probably for the next 5 years.
Until he's 45.
Really?
Wow.
Off somebody stole his jersey, though. What's he going to wear?
Off and
they
on.
Found
they found it.
It.
Oh. Conscious information. They found it. Yeah. No, I feel like he's going to get injured a few times in between, one with his arm and the next one with his leg. And so it's not like he's going to be playing consistently for 5 years.
That makes sense. Because he takes really good care of himself, but it's harder to heal.
He's also old. Or getting there. You're officially old when you're 45.
Okay, I'm 45. Do we have to discuss that right now?
Okay, when you're in the NFL, you're old if you're 25.
Yes. He's going to break. He's already broken records. He's going to do that. But I do feel like over the next year, he's going to have an injury.
Will he break Giselle's heart?
That's old. I'm going to let Colby take that one.
Oh.
I don't know. We all break each other's hearts, so I don't know.
Yeah, honesty's good.
Or is she going to break his heart? That's what I want to know.
Could football start to go away culturally? There's a lot of people talking about all these head injuries. Maybe the kids shouldn't play. And it's possible that in a few years the game is going to look like a bunch of people throwing pillows at each other. Or maybe it gets to be more violent.
You know what? What I received was that they were going to get more of a infrastructure to protect them. They would still have the same sport, but it'd be like a sport with like robots. Not robots, but like the armor. I don't know how to explain it. I just saw everything getting tougher.
Helmets, pads.
Right. Like I think technology is going to come into play over the next 3 years where they're going to develop something that's going to make it to where they don't get concussions.
Like Iron Man football? Like
yes,
Iron
that's Man. What I had in my head was Iron Man. Thank you. I just said robots. I'm like, I couldn't figure it out what it was. Iron Man kind of stuff.
Like Robert Downey Jr. is going to replace Tom Brady.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Now he could play to 50.
So, Cindy, do you see any future stuff for the sports world?
Oh, for the sports world. You know, I keep feeling like soccer is going to become even more popular in the United States. I don't know. Maybe that's going to take some time, but I see it actually becoming more and more popular. So maybe that over time will kind of go into being as popular as football, but maybe that takes like 20 years. I don't know.
I don't see football going away ever.
I don't either. Mm-hmm. But I see for whatever reason, like soccer just becoming more popular.
Could happen. So. We're going to get a new stadium in LA, so... It's going to get more popular
that's
in LA.
That's the rumor.
Do you guys see any new sports? I mean, there wasn't that long ago when all of a sudden the X Games were on.
I was just thinking, as you were saying that, I saw, and Cindy was talking about soccer, I was hearing rugby, which I know, Jennifer wrote rugby.
Rugby!
There we go. So cool. Maybe they'll be infusing that or bringing that here
like,
a little bit.
That would be great. That was rugby. That's so funny. I'm yeah, like that's rugby, so crazy. But that doesn't make sense to me.
No, my son played rugby in college, and it's a great sport. It's very confusing.
And Tom Brady he hasn't hurt his back in the past, has he? Because I keep seeing a back for him, and I'm hoping not, but...
May have hurt Giselle's back.
I know.
It's a great visual, by the way.
They're a beautiful couple, and I'm sure they enjoy each other's beauty.
Thanks,
to the
Caleb.
Point she could hurt her back, that's all. She's got a lot of back. She's like 6'8".
She is pretty
She's
tall.
Going to take him for his money because she needs it. Not.
Okay. All right. Well, that was fun. Okay. So so my biggest question that I get via email is what's going to happen in this world, in this, you know, climate. We're dealing with the whole Trump thing and everything, and people are so dissatisfied with him. And you guys did a previous show where you mentioned that somebody saw him maybe in September on a gurney or something. So
that was me.
But the biggest question I get is, you know, how long, or a lot of you guys have said, I don't see him lasting very long. I don't see him making 2 years or more than that. And I don't know what that means. Like, I've had several of you tell me this, and I was just curious if you can feel that anymore.
I felt like he would quit. Like if he couldn't get
Are you allowed to quit?
I don't think so, but are we allowed to do whatever? I mean, this is...
I hate this job.
So, and for the listeners out there, I'm Jennifer Schaefer, but I wanted to let you guys know, this is not my political views or anything like that. We're just going to discuss what's going on in the world. We don't want to get in fights. I don't like the fights. But what I felt with Trump is that if he can't move the agendas that he has, that he might actually quit.
Could that be from health?
So when, before, when you mentioned the gurney, like I saw him on a gurney in August. I don't know if that was from a heart attack. I saw him holding his arm. He wasn't dead. I don't think that he got shot, but I felt like it was a health thing.
He does like that fast food.
He likes to incorporate things that were here. Fat, like people that have, he wants to promote things that are here, you know, with coal miners, with fast food restaurants that are made here, that are not foreign. So he's going to do that. He wanted to connect to the American people that eat fast food, right?
In this episode, sponsored by KFC, we should say that right now.
Right. We talk about fake news. Let's talk about fake news.
Okay.
Why don't we do that? Who created the fake news?
Dr. Drew.
Oh, that's right.
That's true. Good answer.
So has anybody seen Quantico?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Quantico has actually had episodes about fake news.
Uh-huh.
And how they end up, you know, putting in their shows. Between that and Designated Survivor, they're mimicking what's happening here. Pretty close. If you watch it. It's interesting.
What channel is that on?
Couldn't tell you.
ABC.
I get it on
it?
iTunes.
Yep.
So
I think the show Veep is a pretty accurate depiction of real life. Have you guys seen that show?
Oh no. Yeah, we watch it every day. Every morning it's on kidding. When I wake up in the morning.
What is it called again?
Veep. It's so funny.
It is funny. It's
HBO,
awesome.
HBO, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh yeah.
I have two millennials living here on my couch in the morning, and that's on every morning when I wake up from my 8 a.m. cup of coffee. So I've seen a lot of the episodes recently. So have you had any thoughts about Trump and where, Cindy, how you feel about his future in the presidency?
Well, on the previous podcast that we did, I was, you know, along the same lines as Jen, feeling that he wasn't going to, you know, be a full term president. It wasn't going to last 4 years. I felt right around maybe a little less than two, around two. I didn't see him on a gurney, but I actually felt that, you know, a lot of his business would interfere with his politics, which is kind of what is happening now. But I feel like it's just going to keep unfolding even more and even more, where there'll be a huge kind of blowout with uncovering things where his business ties actually had some, you know, aren't.
He's tied to Russia?
Well, you know, I think there's even more beyond Russia. I actually want to go even into the Middle Eastern countries, where I know he has business there too. So I kind of feel like more is going to come out with business, taxes, money, and how everything is really intertwined. And that's what I feel. So whether that leads to an impeachment or something else happening, I'm not quite clear, but I see this getting a lot worse before something changes. And that's what I'm seeing.
See, I don't see him getting impeached. I see him quitting before that happens.
So, yeah, something's going
to... He's too narcissistic to get impeached.
Right.
Right?
Let me ask a controversial question. This is going to be spicy. Okay. Is Spirit a Republican or a Democrat?
Spirit's neutral.
Neutral. Yeah. Switzerland.
So what do you think, Colby? Do you see anything? She gets this look in her eyes, and
well,
it's like...
What's interesting, though, before the whole election... Cindy called that Trump was going to win it way before, because I remember when she's like, I think Trump's going to win this. I was like, no. She's like, I do. And I was
like, I got harassed.
And then even on the night of it, she's like, he's doing well. I'm like, it's going to be okay. And then he wins. I'm like, oh, crap. So that's really funny. I really would love to be wrong about this, so I'm totally okay. But I actually do feel like there's an assassination attempt.
There'll be two,
and I think he survives it, but I do feel like maybe that's the beginning of the end of getting him out. I'm not sure, but it does. I don't know. Something just never quite feels right about him. I agree with them. Like, you know, he doesn't stay the 4 years, but. I think there's some radical that just kind of gets a little nutty and gets an opportunity and takes it. But I do feel he survives it. I don't feel that he passes from it.
That's why I saw him. So I saw him on the gurney.
Yeah, you did too.
So I don't. I'm not getting him deceased. But
Rebecca saw him not making it a couple of years either. So I don't know. Well, you guys are all saying the same thing. It's kind of strange. But we will see.
When everybody was up for when we did the first prediction show a couple of years ago, we said that, you know, without understanding it, I'm like, I can't imagine Trump winning. But that's he's going to win. It was crazy, but I didn't understand it.
Barbara Mackey, oh no.
She's like, you're wrong. Okay. I hope so.
No, but I mean, with the whole thing with Russia and what's coming out in the news.
So one of the questions was I asked Freddie. He is all about politics. And I asked him what would be a question. He's like, what would be his first military attack? Like if there was anything going on, where would it go? Like, where would his military
on the U.S.
Where would it be? And what was interesting, because I have my own theories working with the FBI and things that I actually consciously know, I was getting China.
Oh, really?
Which was fascinating to
me. Well, that would be a stupid move, wouldn't it?
Right?
Yeah, sure would.
It would be a stupid move, but if because of what I understand about China probably being our number one threat, not for the reasons that we understand, but that was something that was interesting that came up for me today.
What about Chinatown?
You know, maybe that's it.
Okay.
I sure hope so.
No.
Too much soup.
Chinatown.
Now, Colby, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're from New Jersey.
I am.
And that's public knowledge.
It is.
Now, Chris Christie's from New Jersey.
He is.
Do you have a greater connection to his large future?
Oh, man. Well, large, maybe. but he, this is a tough one. My family hates them, some Chris Christie. He's not a big...
Well, he's big.
He's not a...
He's inflamed.
They don't really like him too much there. He's another one where there's just some underhanded stuff going on. I mean, a lot of politicians, I'm sure, do. But he's got some stuff that they're still trying to uncover, think.
He's been so appointed as the drug czar for the White House. So
I think they're going to pull out. You know, he had that bridge thing, right?
Yes.
But Bridgegate, right? But I feel like there's going to be another scandal coming out about him.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it going to have to do with his drug czar job?
You know what? I'm wondering if it doesn't have to do with a woman.
That's what I just
did. Did you? Okay, cool.
We both thought that. That's so funny. In June.
Yeah, I think he might get caught, like, having an affair, doing something inappropriate.
Sorry. Is he married?
I believe he is. I don't even know if he's married, but I can tell you what he's doing. It feels it's going to be exposed as being inappropriate.
Like, even by New Jersey standards.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Even
he's
by
not
New
gay,
Jersey.
Though, right?
It doesn't feel that way to me.
He's got some girlfriends, maybe.
I wouldn't, you know, I mean, you ladies tell me what you feel, but I wouldn't be surprised if someone's, like, either underage.
Yeah.
Or,
I felt.
Did you?
Well, I
got somebody
underage,
that I
felt
guess,
young.
Young? Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, it's what, Jen?
Nothing.
Well, it just so happens that Drew and I are going to meet him in about 3 weeks. So.
Well, tell him we all said hi. Did you want to take him some KFC?
he's on Atkins now.
Is he? Good for
him.
No,
he shouldn't. Oh,
I thought he was trying to lose weight. I thought he was trying to get healthy.
So are we going to be able to help the drug epidemic in this country, or is it just going to keep going down a slippery slope?
Opiates.
A lot of our, we were casually mentioning millennials, right?
Yes.
A lot of them have a lot of time on their hands, which creates a interesting drug, you know, I feel, from what I've recently seen, because they don't, it's so funny. We get taught to lose our attachments, right? And the Buddhists and our families, you know, money doesn't, you shouldn't have attachments towards certain things. These millennials do not have attachments.
Uh-huh.
They just don't. Everything we've taught them, but it creates this, in my opinion, from what I've seen, because they don't have it, they don't get these strong relationships either.
Right.
And they're alone. And then they get in their head, which creates a drug use.
Situation.
And then you throw the parents into it. It creates, why am I a certain way? I don't know. I'm hoping that I'm wrong with what I see. But from my experience, they don't care about living. There's a lot of people leaving. There's a lot of millennials leaving the planet. There just is. They don't have an attachment to what's here. It's not that they don't care. They just don't have an attachment to here. They're not grounded.
It's not as valuable.
Mm-mm.
That's weird.
That's just me. I'm not saying that's just how I have seen it and how what I've experienced. It's just my experience from what I'm getting. Doesn't mean that that's fact or anything.
Well, we were just talking to Bob Forrest about the 60,000 lives that were lost to opioids last year, and now it's gone up to like 100,000 this year, how the curve is going up on at a radical level. But because of what Drew does, he's trying to figure out a way to, you know, change this situation. And I was just curious do you guys just see it getting worse and worse?
I think that we're going to go to a decline, but I think something, I don't know if it's something virtual will come up. What if you can exchange not taking something for something virtual?
Virtual reality?
Maybe. I know that sounds crazy, but then again, I can't discount it. But what if that could be replaced? Maybe it's a form of therapy that's, I don't know.
Well, let's hope so. Cindy, do you have any thoughts on this?
Well, you know, I mean, I've had personal experience in my family with dealing with this sort of unfortunate situation. And so I hope it definitely, you know, gets better. But, you know, I think drug addiction and those problems I don't think they'll ever go away. Hopefully there'll be I do see maybe some new regulations coming out with opioids but then there's always the underground, because people are going to find a way to make drugs or transmit drugs from place to place, and it's a business. So I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily see it getting that much better anytime soon, to be honest with you. I just think it might shift direction or shift. I don't. Maybe it goes even more underground somehow, but that's what I see. I wish I had saw something more positive, but I just don't, you know.
So, Colby, you don't see Chris Christie helping the situation? Or is he just too busy with the girls?
He just doesn't feel like he's got a handle on the magnitude of what's happening. It just doesn't feel like, because it does feel very railroad underground. I don't know. I think it's going to be a bit more than he can. Well, that I shouldn't say that.
I think that people know things about him that can threaten him, just like with Trump.
Right.
I think that's what's...
Okay, well, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and let Caleb come up with the next question. Hey, everyone. Calling Out with Susan Pinsky is sponsored by DrDrew.com, and this is where you can find all the other shows I produce, like This Life with Dr. Drew and Bob Forrest and Weekly Infusion. Also find all the shows Dr. Drew has all in one website. We bring it all there for you so you can find it easily. And then also we have everything that you need to know about Calling Out with Susan Pinsky at callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com. If you want to download the new app, just Google Calling Out with Susan Pinsky app and go to the iTunes link. We sincerely appreciate your support. All right, we're back, and Dr. Drew's in the room. He has a big question for you guys. He wants to know what's going to happen to the economy.
But only if it's good.
Yeah, can we lighten this up a little bit? Can you just tell us it's going to be a...
Well, then ask an enlightening question. This is not going to be good.
Will Brad Pitt find love again?
I was just thinking of Brad Pitt, and I was... When we were talking to Celebrity, I was just thinking of Brad Pitt, and I was thinking he's actually... You're going to see him with someone this year, like in a relationship already.
With George Clooney.
In old flame, yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm having eye surgery, and I guess because I'm getting glaucoma, everybody needs to know. eventually. And Brad, the doctor that's doing my surgery, did Brad Pitt's eyes.
Oh, nice. What a maybe coincidence. You can meet Brad Pitt.
Yeah, maybe I'll run into him in the eye. Maybe that's why Brad Pitt came up. I'm going to
tell him you need a couple testimonials, and if he wouldn't,
and you'll put it in your podcast.
So okay, Brad Pitt's going to find somebody. That's mm-hmm. not a reach, though, I guess. Okay, Drew wants to know if the stock market's going to be stable, or if it's going to do well, or what the economy and what the job markets. If our kids are ever going to get jobs,
real estate.
If we're going to
Pasadena, will it appreciate?
Well, I will say the job force feels like it increases. So the job force feels like it does expand. I do feel Woo-hoo. Like, yeah, I do feel like, Trump does kind of create some opportunities to people who want to build a business here, or people who want to
or a wall.
Do labor here. So I do feel like that will grow. That I do feel like will grow.
The stock market, I feel like, is going to take it.
Drew's giving us a thumbs up now, and he's happy.
He's leaving. He's Drew's like, okay, I'm done.
He wants a Republican to do their job the way they're supposed to. And I always thought that Trump would have the ability to do that, at least, because he's a good businessman.
You know, I think, too, real quick, his wife, I actually feel like, and I don't know, because I really don't watch TV or follow things, but she's been a little on the down low, hasn't she, right?
Yeah.
Kind of publicly. I really feel like in the next 6 months, you'll actually see her start to become more public. I think maybe they're kind of like letting everything kind of quiet down a bit. But I actually feel like, because I keep seeing Nancy Reagan over and over. And you know how Nancy Reagan did that Just Say No?
Right.
So I feel like she starts to step in and creates a platform and really becomes pretty public about it.
Against drug abuse?
It might be drugs, or I definitely feel like it does have to do with teenagers somehow. So it may be connected to drugs. But I do feel like she starts to take on a platform and starts to become more public with it.
So, well, I think that if Melania Trump comes out, she's going to be a huge success. But hopefully she won't, she'll get something done. Nobody has a clue what her role is going to be. So
she's talked a little bit about being against bullying, and that's something she cares about.
Because she's being bullied.
You know what I just actually thought, too? Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I also felt that she was going to have some sort of a platform talking about human trafficking and like battling human trafficking, or that's going to become another issue she's going to try to bring light to. So
she's against it, right? She's
well,
not.
Yeah,
for
of
it.
Course.
Okay, just checking.
No, okay. But I mean, I just feel like there's going to be more talk about that and how big of a problem it is, because it's a really big problem.
It's a huge problem. It's an enormous problem right now.
So when Big Ben was recently attacked, Rebecca Farron called me and told me that she had predicted it, obviously. Do you guys, do you have anything that you see in the future that we have to be aware of as far as, the terrorist issue?
Or different types of terrorist attacks maybe we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the one thing that I'm actually horrified of is chemical warfare.
Yeah, that's my
or germ warfare and chemical warfare.
The last
that's a,
3 years,
that scares
it's been
me.
My biggest thing. Before, it was actually just earthquakes. When I actually didn't look into it, I used to put my tennis shoes next to my bed. This was 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I don't feel that's happening, but I do feel chemical warfare. It freaks me out every time I get on a plane. There is something that maybe it's just the shows that we watch on TV. Mm-hmm. We can just chalk it up to that. But I do feel that that's something very serious that can really hurt us. I think it already has, in a way.
Well, even viruses and germ warfare, that's actually, that's horrifying, and that could kill a lot of people really quickly. See something with that over the next few years, more cases of that coming out.
Yes, they're going to test it out, though, in a smaller country.
Not in the U.S.?
No, not at first.
So more in the Middle East?
Yeah. You know what's interesting, too? I got Kuwait. When we were at war, a lot of our men that came back were so deathly ill from everything that happened over there. It's just interesting.
More happy topics.
You know, shit, we keep wanting
to the world is a beautiful place. No.
What about, will people be happier?
Yeah.
Will there be some sort of cultural force that drives people to feel more satisfied and fulfilled? I mean, will family units strengthen, or will they just be happy the economy's better?
Will millennials get jobs?
will the Penske triplets get
I'm pretty sure they're not going to be working in the coal mine, so I don't know.
I think they're going to get jobs, just the companies that support them are the companies that understand how millennials work. It's not 9 to 5. You know, it's when they get their peaks, it's at night. It's not a 9 to 5 job. So unless companies conform to that, millennials will not have a job.
Well, that would also help our traffic patterns in L.A. Because I've decided we need to have better traffic patterns. And I'm not clairvoyant, but I really think it's a good thing to do.
Well, you know, I think with all the cyber stuff going on, there will be, you know, the millennials are good with technology. So I think there'll be more jobs coming out with all the cyber crap that's going on and cyber warfare and all that stuff. So I guess we're going to need to get some better hackers in the U.S., you know? Guys, I'm kidding.
What?
I'm not really Russia. Kidding. I'm we're not fine.
What about technology? Any big jumps? Amazon packages coming via drone? That's something that's
talked about. I just got Chase
about.
Manhattan. That was interesting. There's no hacking there.
No, but I kept getting New York when they were talking about terrorism.
New York
so
is going to be
really
hit,
hope,
and that's what I got with.
I really hope that Eastern is going to be okay. But I kept seeing water.
It's so funny.
And hearing New York. So
when I was getting that earlier, I'm like, well, wait, I'm going there in those months. I have four weddings to go to, and I'm going back east. And I'm like, wait a second, I'm saying that there's going to be some attack over there.
In the summer? I hope not. I hope it's...
I feel like there's going to be something that's going to happen that's going to... It's... I'm getting...
I see a major blackout
August.
Is what I see,
I'm getting
honestly.
Something in August. Oh.
A maybe. Blackout?
Like a giant blackout. Yep.
That could be a hacked electrical grid.
Right.
Yeah. Or it could just be a blackout in New York.
Or they could tell us it's just a blackout, but it's China.
See?
So if you think about it, the countries that have not been hit, like or cities or whatever, like Italy, for instance, Italy has not been hit with a terrorist attack. Right?
Well, it's not. It doesn't have much of a threat to anything.
But there's so much mafia in Italy, and they say that they actually fund ISIS a little bit of it to where they never ever will do anything. They like protect their own by giving. I think that there's something with armed weapons that maybe Italy does for them. Mm-hmm. They don't have the worry.
So does New Jersey. That's why we have Chris Christie.
I'm not kidding around, though. You got to start thinking
he's our,
like
he's
that.
Our sacrifice. Here, guys.
You're not excited that I get to meet him? No.
Governor Tony Soprano.
That's exactly who I was in my head whenever I
Italy,
think of him.
Italy's had a bunch of earthquakes.
Yes, they have.
So, but as far as New York goes, let's focus back on New York, because we probably have a lot of New York listeners. But when you see something, how do you see it?
See something, say something.
Yeah.
Right?
I saw something with planes again with New York. So I don't know if it's a blackout that causes something happening with the planes. Also, they've had the highest moving out rate recently.
Really?
Getting out of New York. Yeah. Huh. Which is interesting versus moving in to the city. I actually feel so safe when I go to New York. I feel so incredibly safe when I go to New York. So I don't really, consciously, I don't understand what could happen, because I feel like everybody's on it. They're always going to be on high alert over there.
So should I sell my apartment in New York?
No.
Yep.
I'm like, no.
Really, Cindy? Really?
Yeah.
I'm feeling yes. I'm
the
feeling
old
yes,
one,
honestly.
Right?
Well, I have to anyways. Yes. You're feeling yes? What about the new one?
The new one?
Yeah.
No. What new one? I don't know. Now it's a 50-50. The one in New York that I know about, I'm saying I feel like you should. Like, okay. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to.
What about the place in Trump Tower?
Keep that one.
Sam almost thinking that maybe
that'll be protected.
Maybe the attack will be on Trump while he's in New York and in his or do you see it in Washington, D.C.?
In New York.
I don't see it in ever happening in Washington, D.C. There's too much security there.
Yeah, it feels like he's more on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's going to be a security. Should we give him a call?
I think it is a security issue. I do.
He needs to employ a team of psychics. I think this is our calling.
What if, though, that he wanted to be part of it to show that he was a part of it in somehow, some weird way?
A part of what?
Oh, I don't know. I can't imagine. All right, just shoot me right here.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that he's in an awareness that he's part of the people that are getting hurt.
Okay.
And that would cause him to get more of an infrastructure and a wall.
Yeah.
That's all.
Sounds like a good movie.
It does sound like a good movie. I think there was a movie like that, actually.
So let's talk about something a little bit more mainstream.
Celebrities.
Culture. Yeah. Something else. Everybody's so worried about Trump. I wish everybody would just let him do his job. And I mean, I feel like we can't do anything to make it better. And every day is just more bad news. But anything that you guys like just want to predict that you've been thinking about that's fun and happy?
I think I'll be married still.
Well, congratulations.
Well, that is fun and happy.
Funny, happy.
That's
right?
Good. I'm going to be able to see again.
Well, there you go. I'm not going to have kids.
Will Susan develop clairvoyant powers after her surgery?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Is it possible she has
the sixth sense? Yes.
She could have third eye surgery.
I'm going to get Brad Pitt's special eyeballs.
Oh, that's so funny.
So, I don't know. What do you think, Caleb? What's another good one? What do you want to know?
I have a lot of questions. Just because I have a super young daughter now, I'm wondering about what's L.A. going to look like over the next few years? How are things going to evolve or devolve? Susan loves the traffic patterns, first of all.
Well, if the millennials start working opposite hours, we'll have less traffic.
They do with a lot of big companies. You know, they actually do. Like,
because traffic sucks here.
Between Tesla, eBay, like, they do work their own hours.
Can I get my kids one of those jobs? For Christ's sakes.
Well, that means that production would have to go at night.
It's fine with me. I don't care. They can sleep all day if they want.
I feel like LA's getting stronger.
What about schools? Do you see anything there? Getting better or worse?
Caleb's trying to decide if he's going to put his daughter in public school. Apparently, he's so white that they're going to get rid of teachers if he brings his daughter in.
That's a bit of a simplification, but in my neighborhood, there's a school that's losing funding because there's too many white kids, and so there's like this special LA County money they don't get. But I'm worried first about preschool. $50,000 a year, is that good for preschool?
Oh my God. Oh my God. No, it's about 12.
12. And they do nap time. They don't even do stuff the whole time.
Maybe you should go to preschool.
I never went to preschool. Maybe See? That's why.
Well, Cindy was smart. She moved to Denver. How is Denver going, Cindy?
I love it. It's awesome. Well, it's beautiful. The air's clean. There's nature. It's amazing.
Now,
go ahead.
If we put all this stuff into the universe, can we make it not happen?
That's a great question. You know, I think that there's a lot of things that we're just supposed to experience as a collective, as a as a human race. And I think a lot of these things that are happening are, you know, it depends on how you view it. I think it could bring us together or tear us apart. But I don't know. You know, there's a power of positive thought. But honestly, I think it's just part of what's happening. And it's I view life as kind of a giant test. And it's how we learn how to respond to situations around us.
Right.
You know, and how we deal with that internally as our own selves, you know.
So all have to pray that Trump doesn't get shot and that New York doesn't get bombed and that
I think it's more cyber with New York.
The preschools lower their rates.
Well, you know, it's just you know, it's and you know, even when all this stuff was happening after he was elected, there were all the protests and all that stuff. It's like, I get that everybody has the right to speak their mind and protest and all this stuff, but then we have to look at it and say, well, what if every single person at these protests and marches took $5 out of their wallet and donated it to a Planned Parenthood or to a cause that they really believed in, you know? So right. It's important that we speak our minds, but it's also important that we take action. So having a big demonstrations constantly is just, you know, great. But what are you doing after that? So that's where people need to come together, I think, personally, you know?
I just don't want protesters on the freeways.
Well, right. I mean, and it's disruptive.
Unless it's La La Land.
But
oh, I watched that movie in protest.
Yeah, me too.
It was like one long Tide commercial. All those colors.
All that happiness, whatever.
So cool. Now, so Cindy, you're in Colorado. Are you familiar with marijuana?
Oh, I've never heard of that. What's that? Can you tell me about it?
It's a weed, and it's legal there. It's going to be legal here, and there could be positive outcomes socially. You know, there could be tax money going to positive things, and there also could be negative social ramifications, or both.
Can I interject real fast? That in Colorado, there's so much money that's being made from taxes that are funding missing person cases, that are funding certain things that are helping people. So you are correct there.
But will California screw that up?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, but there's going to be other states that will. It's going to be a long battle. It's not
I mean, I don't even smoke pot, but I'm like, you know what? If I did, like, it's like now with all this crap going on, what a perfect time for pot to be legal. At least people will smoke it and calm down. You know, maybe.
I would love to have my husband smoke pot just for that reason, but he doesn't.
I don't even smoke it, but.
But what I have to share, a personal experience. My dad, as you guys know, went through cancer. And you know what? The medicinal side of marijuana is so valuable. The capsules, the stuff that because he couldn't take opiates. He had such a bad connotation towards opiates he was very religious, but this actually was the best thing for him. And because I had that personal experience when he had stage 4 pancreatic cancer, I have a whole different view on medicinal marijuana.
So you want it to be legal?
I want it to be legal for, I do. I do, but I've heard all the other I understand all sides of it.
Yeah,
but
I do too.
I mean, it's happy that my dad had that.
I mean, I love drinking wine. It's not that much worse than drinking wine. So
no, but I only just hate though. I think if I had to choose for it to pass or not pass, I would choose to pass for the medicinal. But you know, it's exhausting to kind of go anywhere and just have that smell be so much around you. You know, if I drink a glass of wine, you know, you're not going to really smell it. But, you know, anyone...
Keep drinking.
You know, it's just so common now.
I had a little contact high at the April Foolishness last night, I have to admit.
So stuff like that just is like, if everybody was truly using it for its intended purpose. But like anything, it gets abused.
Moderation.
So does anybody have any uplifting future predictions, though? Just somebody come up with something. Just anything.
He's going to have twins.
Caleb's going to have twins.
I just had one kid. I get two more.
Is he going to get a job?
I would like, well, I either want a job or my daughter to win infant beauty pageant contests and make me money that way.
The next Honey Boo Boo.
But like, younger.
Yeah. Oh, infant beauty contest.
Yeah,
that would be good.
You know pageants, Susan. Can you recommend good infant ones?
I don't. Yeah, I never was involved with pageants. I was a figure skating mom. So, well, I'm sure that if you put that out in the universe, it will happen.
All right.
Gotta all make right, daddy you some beautiful money. People. I have to sign off. I'm sorry to cut this off in such an abrupt way, but I've got to go.
Oh, no. We've gone over our time.
Cindy, are you going to experiment with marijuana?
With Cindy, she's late for dinner now.
I just might look at that. No, I'm not. I'm going to dinner with my friends.
But thank you so much for coming on.
So and
if
great.
You, if you want to find, hopefully, you know, people won't be like crying listening to the show. But
I know. It's so sad.
So sad. I'm trying. I'm like, why can we talk about this happy? I think the world actually is coming together more by being separated. That sounds crazy, but because we've had so much separation here with our politics, the people are actually reaching out to people they wouldn't normally reach out to.
I hope so.
I don't know. I feel like
looks like China's not going to be in the picture, though.
It takes chaos. It takes chaos to actually make us do something different.
Right.
Chaos is a curator, and this is a perfect curator.
Did Cindy hang up? Is she gone?
Yeah, she's she's gone.
Oh, she's still there. Yeah, Cindy, we got to make sure we say goodbye to her.
You can find her at Medium Cindy Keza, and she's doing tours all over the country. And what's your next stop, Cindy?
I will be in Ohio next week, and then I'll be in California in April. So
what part of Ohio?
What?
What part of Ohio?
I'm going to be in Columbus, Dayton, and Cincinnati.
Oh, cool. So look at her website, Medium Cindy.
MediumCindyKeza.com.
Hey, I remembered it. And also, give her a call for a reading sometime. She's available. And thank you so much for taking the time.
Have fun at dinner.
Thanks for having me. Bye, you guys. Love you all.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye. All right. Well, I feel like there might have to be a psychic reading in the show, and we're going to have to pull in Dr. Drew for this one. Because he's been very anxious lately, and I think that...
That's a planet, too.
I think that some of his anxiety has to do with all the topics that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
He's a very nervous guy, but I think you guys will probably be able to come up with some good stuff for him. I have a feeling. So,
and if they don't, I'll give him a fake reading.
Yes. And yep. And we'll come back right after this break. Hey, everyone. Calling Out with Susan Pinsky is sponsored by DrDrew.com. And this is where you can find all the other shows I produce, like This Life with Dr. Drew and Bob Forrest and Weekly Infusion. Also find all the shows Dr. Drew has all in one website. We bring it all there for you so you can find it easily. And then also we have everything that you need to know about Calling Out with Susan Pinsky at callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com. If you want to download the new app, just Google Calling Out with Susan Pinsky app and go to the iTunes link. We sincerely appreciate your support.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
So, yeah, she's right. I've been anxious, but I couldn't figure out what was the matter with me. I have interaction with millennials, and I walk away with really uncomfortable feelings.
Are you talking about the millennials who share your last name?
No, okay. Not those millennials, thankfully. But I worry they're going to be infected by whatever it is I'm feeling about their peers, whereby the distance Caleb and I were talking about this earlier, the distance between their information base, they're wonderful with information, they have no knowledge. They have no experience, no knowledge. And the information gives them excessive confidence the thought just, who do you think you are, is in my head all the time. Like, what are you saying? What do you mean? Anyway, and then the news, and I just feel really just weirdly insecure, anxious, weird, and yet nothing's wrong. I'm very happy about everything.
You pick things up by them. Like
no, I do. I'm very sensitive
empathic,
to everything.
And so you pick
no,
that
I'm
up.
No, I'm very sensitive, but I usually can have a decent boundary with that, though. I'm usually like, I don't get a contagion, typically. That's not my thing.
Because there's no fix. There's no there's like no fix for the millennials.
Yeah, that's true for the moment. But I keep hoping the fix is that the economy will grow, jobs will grow, opportunity will grow, and we'll all get back into sort of dynamism of like contributing and building and doing things. I miss that.
I feel like it will, though. I mean, because the one thing about the millennials is, they don't want to work for the man, right? They want to be entrepreneurs. They want to build their own empires, and that's what it's going to take. So I think right now there's just a shift in the rules. What was done, what was the last few years. Right. Now, how do we redefine the game? How do we redefine the rules? And I don't know. I got a little more faith than these millennials. But then again,
we all do. They don't have, I actually love the way that they embrace life. Like the guys, for instance, are not afraid to hug each other. They're not afraid to show their sensitive side with their manly side. And it's not because they don't have a connotation towards being gay, not gay. They just they really are trying to separate any.
I have a weird personal observation, which is I'm wondering if, you know, I spent a lot of my career just sort of helping adolescents and young people and giving them information and things. I don't feel like I have anything to offer this group, and that's very uncomfortable. It's very unpleasant.
Huh.
What if you're wrong?
I could be wrong. I could be
wrong.
I feel so old or something, or disconnected or something, and then I feel like they should be able to use me for all kinds of things, but they, I don't know.
They want to like she said, redefine it.
I know.
They want
no dialogue
to encompass who they are, including relationships. A lot of them will not be with. They're trying to figure out how to be, not to have. A monogamous relationship and to be able to have whatever.
To have.
Well,
seriously.
Yeah.
Well, the toughest part, the toughest thing I noticed that I was thinking about, you know, being, you know, even being a single woman, like in today's day and age, it's difficult because you don't know who to flirt with. You don't like,
that's exactly what
you
I'm
don't
talking
know
about.
Who's,
because why?
Well, because
you don't know
men,
if they're like men or women, you don't know.
Well, no,
like.
I mean, I know who I want to flirt with, but it is that idea, like
do.
Men, like
right.
You don't know if.
But imagine how the young men feel; they're fearful of being arrested or accused
yeah,
of something.
Everything.
Or, you know, everything's so negative
everything.
And angry. You know,
everything.
That's the
so
other part
roles.
That makes me uncomfortable. That
I think
negativity.
They don't want labels.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah, they don't know what gender they are.
No labels.
What's your preferred identity?
Oh, and that's exhausting.
Preferred gender pronoun.
Yeah, and that's the exact. That's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
What is your what did they say? I heard this on the
PGP.
talk show. What is your there's like the physical identification, but then there's the mental identification, and it's like, like there was some lady I forget who she was, but she was. She said she's lesbian, but then use some other term.
No,
for
she identifies as it. Or they.
It's
or Z.
Yes.
Z.
It's hard to keep up with.
A new category.
She just
Z.
says. So what I've learned is they love who they want to love. They have no
Yeah, but the
label.
Pronoun identification is even more bizarre.
Yeah.
They're only creating that for us older people.
To screw with us.
It's working.
I am not kidding.
It's working.
I've talked to them about it. They're like, we just have to figure out for you guys because you guys don't get it. I'm like, no, we just like to, like you, I guess, you guys like to classify it. We don't have a classification. I'm not gay. I'm not lesbian. I'm just who I am. And you guys need to put me in a box.
Nope. We don't even think about you about that way. We don't think about you. We don't give
a
damn.
Right. We just want to help you. Yeah. Like, well, why would you need to help me if I'm okay with myself? I'm not kidding. This is what I'm dealing with right now.
They're feisty, though. They have a lot of energy for
They're
that.
Always right.
All right. So you're supposed to do a psychic read on me. Go ahead.
I think we all are. Right?
All right. I'm ready.
Yeah.
You
want
to go
Caleb.
First? Or?
Go ahead.
You know... It feels like the anxiety is partly coming too. Maybe they're like, because I know you still work a lot, but you're not doing like 20 million things the way you were so much.
The way I like to.
Yeah. And maybe it's just that feeling. Like maybe it's just that adrenaline that you're missing. So you're feeling like a little lost that you're not getting that junkie fix, you know?
Thank
so
you.
Maybe it's a little
detoxing
bit.
Detoxing from my workaholism.
Yeah. Maybe it's a little bit of that.
Being uncomfortable is growth.
But I also do feel like, you know, there is this idea where you definitely can help millennials and you really actually should consider writing a book directed to them because it feels like that would create this beautiful platform to then talk about.
Is there a co-author on this couch as well?
Happily.
I actually wrote a show about millennials last week, you guys.
Oh.
See, another co-author.
I came up with a... millennial show because of all the ones that I'm dealing with that come into my office. Their parents send them to me.
Mm. Is it called Millediums? Were there millennial mediums?
Why, yes, Caleb, actually.
It's basically you. There's no it, they, or other. It's you.
It's just hard to get used to saying they for a singular person. That's going to take me a minute.
For a health thing,
yeah.
You know, and I usually try, but is there something going on in the back or
low
something?
Back?
Yeah.
All the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it what is it called? The nerve,
sciatica? Really, just
psychotic.
I've always had it. It's genetic.
Oh, okay.
Constipation. I say, see that.
Caleb.
Yeah. I see that, yeah.
Do you see some like Imodium? Or
I saw it on the counter. Yeah,
is it more of a Pepto? Is it kind of pink or is it blue?
I see Drew going gluten-free.
How much chance of that?
I see kind of that hell freezing over before that happens.
You're onto something.
All right. Well, these are just my predictions as a non-psychic.
You're psychic?
Lactose-free?
I don't know. And this is, you know me, because yeah. I never bake... But just, I don't know, watch the, is this a kidney back here?
Yeah.
Okay, so just keep an eye on any kidney or kidney stones or, okay. I'm going to keep fingers crossed that I'm completely, but there's, it's still here. Okay. So something's, yeah.
You sure it's not scratch marks from Susan?
Yeah. What, could it be from a tattoo? Drew, do you have a tramp stamp that you newly got?
I was thinking about it.
Okay. Is there like a butterfly taking off?
No, sun.
Oh, that's cute.
See me shine?
Oh, my goodness.
It says that underneath it.
Oh, my goodness.
Above it.
Can I tell you mine just for a second? So I know we've talked internationally. I feel like, so you're feeling uncomfortable because... And that's truly the...
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Definition. There's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
It's just you being... Knowing that there's so much more because that's your go-to, like she said. But that's growth. You also have a different awareness now towards the planet that you didn't have because you were so into it before. Mm-hmm. Like you hit your scheduling. I still feel like there's something so much more, even international, that you're supposed to be doing as well. I know I felt that too, you know, I think when you came to my house... What? There's just so much, like, even I think that would be actually an interesting show to actually, if we need to understand millennials, I need to. My son is one through and through. I need to understand him. And I was on a boat with 3,000 of them last year.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
I'm
where
so
we
sorry.
Had, we had... We had speakers, you know, you had to be, anyway, it was amazing. But I felt old. I'm 45. I felt old. But their understanding of the world and not having attachments and not having, like, even marriage, none of them want to get married. None of them want to be in the same place for very long. They can't work for someone, but they have these ideas that actually can really, really help the planet. What if you were to interview this group and not just from here, because in meaning the U.S., what if you were able to interview them everywhere and their thoughts and what they think? Because a lot of them think so differently internationally, but yet there's this group that's just is not satisfied with here. And that's why they're doing things and leaving the planet all too soon as well, because they don't have an attachment to death either. Mm. That's the scary part. When you don't have an attachment of dying, that creates a whole nother consciousness, right? But what if you're able to do that? You helped all of us grow up, Drew, whether we wanted to or not. And we remember that from K-Rock. What if you did that by now investigating, being your own investigator? That would be I would watch that show. I need to know this shit for my own son. Who's the poster child right now for this group? I don't know. That's just something I think everyone wants to know. Really,
Colby's going back to tell me.
I'm
sick.
I get you. No, I'm not. I'm not. I know, but I'm telling you, when you cry like a baby because you got a kidney stone,
it could happen.
I want you to be like,
yeah.
Just give me a shout out.
Done and done.
That's all I want. But I do feel like there's a regular gig. Like I do feel like there's a regular set. It definitely feels like it's actually more in front of television though than radio.
It's television.
And it feels like regular, like almost, I hate to tell you, but daily. Like it just feels like every day, same time every day. So it just feels like, and it almost feels like there's a studio audience. So it just, again, I go back to daytime TV.
Black and white or color?
The depends on what the millennials come up with.
Oh.
They don't want to be categorized.
Now, they're not attached to it, visual
so I
things.
See that over and over. I keep seeing that coming out.
Well, what about Caleb?
Caleb. How's the baby rearing going to go?
Yeah. Will she be a Doogie Howser? Which is a reference millennials don't know.
Where's she going to go to? He wants to know where she's going to go to school.
And how's she going to pay for it?
How's she going to get to these private schools?
You know, and this is the pressure we put on our kids. She's 5 weeks old. Can we just...
I know, I'm behind.
Your friend over there had our kids enrolled in the right preschool when we got home from the hospital.
Oh, can we...
My New York friends all did that before they had their
give
child.
Give her a moment to breathe. To poop in a diaper.
Oh, she's doing that. Yeah. I just.
He could do it one handed.
I thought I was going to be more afraid of the poop. It's not that big of a deal.
It is what
it is.
Ever
had a dog?
Yeah.
It's even less bothersome eventually the kid poop because it's your kid's poop. You don't worry
yeah,
about someone.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah.
Oh.
I got someone in my hair once. I went out publicly with having run my hands all through my hair with kids. I was getting makeup done one night, and they were going, what's this yellow stuff? And I got, what? I go, oh, my God, we had a huge blow up before I left. I must have just gone like that.
All right. So what I take away from the story is you have hair. All right. Thanks, Drew. That's not going
to happen. Oh, my God, Caleb. Yeah. That is so
I've
funny.
I've got poop on my scalp that's exposed.
Your dome.
Yeah.
Who did you talk to in February about work?
Who did I talk to in February?
Yeah, the third week of February.
I think it's for this freelance project I'm doing now.
Okay, is it going on till June?
Hopefully.
Not that I know of.
Hopefully.
Okay, were there two? Hold on. I feel like there might be a break and then an extension for June, but I feel like that's going to get you to go to a bunch of different places.
Okay.
That's what it feels like.
Let's see what that is.
The timing's been good, though. I know it sucks when thinking about work or whatever, but I feel like you've really bonded with your daughter.
Yeah, I like
a
that.
A lot of
I
people
like that.
Don't get to do that. It's really cool.
Bonded with my wife, too. We've been just at home. Changing diapers, going on walks.
It becomes a time warp where you don't see any movies like out in the theaters until like 5 years later, but you're good.
But in 5 years, it'll just be reboots of movies that have came out now.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be a new King Kong movie. Even though there was just a new King Kong.
Colby looks, again, disturbed. What's going on?
No, I don't ever look disturbed.
She gets this very serious look on her face.
No, I don't. Are you working with a Michael?
Catherwood.
Oh. No, there's not a producer Michael or a different Michael?
Is he associated to Bob? Or something associated to the person that... Right.
Not yet. I'm scrolling through. I've got a bunch of different peoples. Yeah, but she's thinking producer type.
Yeah, it's like a business, more of a business back end kind of.
When you say that, he pops in, the guy that you do your radio show with.
All right. I'll think about it.
Michael Jordan.
He asked me out when I was 16. Did you know that?
I literally did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't you, Colby? I mean, Caleb? Too many co-sounds here.
What'd you say?
He said something about Michael Jordan. I said Michael Jordan asked me out when I was 16.
Was it some guy named Michael Jordan or was it the Michael Jordan?
No, it was the Michael Jordan. He was at my high school. I didn't know who he was. And I was... Sounds so stupid. The head cheerleader and we were down there and they filmed Bob Uecker's Wacky Wide World of Sports at my high school. And I was more interested in the guy from Eight Is Enough, Dick Van Patten. And so Michael Jordan sat next to me, and I looked at him like, and I thought he worked with the crew. And I said to him, like, do you see that? And he looked at me and goes, what? I'm like, that's Dick Van Patten. I'm like, he's on Eight Is Enough. And he goes, he looked at me like, and now I know that look because my husband gives it to me. Like, oh, how cute. How sweet. And I'm like, so what are you doing? He goes, I play a little, he goes, I'm here to, you know, I'm on the show. And I'm like, he goes, I play a lot of golf. He goes, do you like golf? And I'm like, yeah, I do like golf. When I was 6, I'm like, yeah. And he goes, well, I'm staying at the La Costa Hotel and Spa. And this was before he was engaged to his wife, by the way. It was
How old were you?
I was 16.
How old was he?
I don't know.
He's not 17.
No, but I asked him, like, 19. So do you play? I'm like, so he goes, yeah, I play a little bit of basketball. I'm like, you played a little basketball? I'm like,
wow.
Are you still in college? 16. And he goes, no. I'm like, so what team do you play for then if you don't play in college? He said what he played for. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, he goes, I'm staying there. Do you want to come have dinner? And I'm like, I can't date. I'm Mormon. My parents won't let me.
And I have homework.
I think I figured out the Michael thing. I think it's a director that's going to be doing this sort of infomercially thing I have to do.
See? That's good. Yeah.
That's good?
Yes.
That product is good? Or that experience will be good?
The product will be, the exposure is okay. Good. It doesn't really feel like, I don't want to say anything about the product. But
I want to know, I'm not advocating for something that's not good. I want it to be good.
No,
I've convinced myself it's good. So.
It's good, but it's just that the exposure is really good because it just seems like it's shown a lot. Yeah. But I knew there was a Michael.
Mm-hmm. We're going to see Dr. Drew on QVC?
No.
HSN?
Nothing like that.
You'll see, though.
That's it. She wants it back now.
Okay.
Are we going to stay married?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course you are.
Susan, your husband's anxiety was going down.
I know.
And then you bring that up.
You calm him down, and she's like,
That was spousal abuse. He just pushed me over onto the couch.
He liked it though.
Well,
so that
guys,
I
think
quantify.
That was called foreplay.
I think for a prediction show, this has been. I hope that life is going to be, you know, a little bit more exciting and happy. Drew is in a perfect place in his life. He's, you know, he's enjoying his life.
No, you're not a kidney stone.
He's going to have a kidney stone.
I think just a tattoo infection.
He's going to have LASIK surgery, compliments of the Sealed Eye Laser Institute in Beverly Hills, and I am
cool.
too. But I have to pay for mine. But, you know, that's just like, you know, that's the way it goes because I'm high maintenance. But I think, you know, all in all, you guys have me totally frightened about the fact that New York's going to be under siege. And
it felt like the same way I felt with Florida.
But it might be also, if a grid goes down, it could be a hurricane.
That happens?
No.
Could.
Yeah.
Could.
I mean, we haven't had hurricanes in a while, so... I mean, I'm hopeful that we're not going to have a terrorist attack, but
I don't feel like it's going to be. I think it's going to be a cyber, like with
more of an electronic.
But it's going to create something that's not invincible. I can't explain.
New York is very resilient. Like
they're
amazing.
Like I said, I feel safe every time I land there. I work. You know, I worked with William Bratton, the deputy police commissioner. I feel safe every time I'm there. There's something about this summer that's going to go down that doesn't feel safe. I don't know what it is. I'm not saying that people are going to die. Mm-hmm. I'm just seeing something that's going to alert us to something.
Right. Well, that's pretty much everyday life in New York City. But that's good. I mean, I'm a nervous wreck about it. Now Drew's calm, but I'm a nervous wreck. But Caleb, I appreciate you coming in. Do you want a little spiritual guidance before we go?
I'll take it. Don't go to New York. That's all I got so far. And don't talk to millennials.
Or China.
Millennials can smell your fear, right? You can't look them in the eye directly.
Yeah, we've had a lot of millennials. I'm worried about
my millennials. They pick up everything.
So what do we... Are we...
Well, what's really neat is I think it just feels like you write a new story. And maybe it's just the birth of this daughter kind of creates this idea that you think of a show or
totally.
And I feel like you write something because I see you writing something, but it has to do
and
with
it has
the fact
to the moms.
So maybe it has to definitely do around something that comes up because of the birth of your daughter. And it does, it's fun and you get it out there. Yeah. It's like it's kind of creative, fun idea, but it's definitely funny. I mean, it's definitely a comedy.
The Poop Chronicles.
There you go. Just live stream those things.
Okay, I'll take that into consideration. I may not do it, though. the live stream part.
So you're going to write a children's, something about children or something?
Or well, inspired by a parent.
What about a cartoon almost, too?
That's interesting.
Okay. So,
yeah. Well,
and twins.
Definitely some more babies.
Oh, my gosh.
Definitely another kid.
So you like the whole baby thing, huh? You want to do another round?
It's easier on me than my wife, so.
Did you have to use fertility campaign to get through it? Or
no, we just had sex. And.
Yeah, well, that's lucky.
Yeah.
Do you have twins in your family?
Yeah.
You do?
Yep.
I told her she's not.
Oh,
I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, twins. Did I tell her that?
I think you told me that. Okay. Like 2 years ago.
Well, I didn't mean to like end this on a really, really sad note.
I'm going to have 27 kids next time I'm on this podcast.
He's going to have twins. Oh, my God. I wouldn't wish it. Well, here's what I'm going to tell you right now. Give yourself a couple years before you do it. Because you don't want to have Irish twins or Irish triplets, because it's a lot of baby to go around.
But we're both part Irish.
Just think of the hair.
No, seriously.
Pooping the hair.
I'm telling you, having all your babies at once. I mean, how old are you?
36.
Okay.
You're still a baby.
You still
have 36 is like the new 34.
A year and a half or so in between is better once, you know, the other one can use the potty and stuff. And that's always a start. And then they can also bring you a bottle, you know. They can retrieve stuff.
A helper.
Yeah. You want a helper. Because if you have a... Oh, it's just so hard having multiples. But, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's the most beautiful thing in the world, having children that you love. I mean, I'm not putting it down or anything, but I'm just saying. Although you seem pretty happy being a dad, so.
You're good at it.
Okay. So you can find Jennifer Schaefer
at jennifershaefer.com, SHAFFER.com.
Yes. And what's coming up for you these days?
We're actually going to do a podcast on crime stuff.
Oh, cool.
Colby and I.
Cool.
Yeah, once a month.
We should have talked about that today. Okay.
Very excited.
And Colby's the Psychic Rebel. She's at Psychic Rebel. Colby.
PsychicRebel.com.
And
easy breezy.
She has her own podcast now, which is really popular.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's doing really well. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, cool. And are there any like wild random spirits in here that we should talk to before we go?
Your dog.
My dog.
Your dog. When I was talking to your other dog, sorry, when I was out on the, that's what you do with a glass of wine.
Oh, she was drinking my wine without asking.
No, I brought a bottle for you and then started drinking.
Oh.
I wouldn't do that, Susan.
And anybody non-furry?
Did you go recently to, I just saw you putting flowers down or something like that. Have you been to either one of your parents' graves?
No, but I opened up the safe that my dad's in downstairs for the television cameras yesterday. He's in the garage.
He's in the garage.
My dad's in the safe in the garage.
I just saw him.
That
is so funny.
Adam Carolla had us on his show, and we showed him where my dad lives.
Is there somebody of a Bill or William in spirit? Because I just keep hearing, it's like a grandfather. It makes me feel like it's a grandfather in spirit. And I don't know if there's a connection to the name Bill or William.
I have a William Drake.
Do you?
Yeah.
A grandfather?
It is my grandmother's brother.
Okay, hang on. William you don't Drake. Have a grandfather in spirit? Huh?
With a William?
I felt like it was over here, so.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, yes, I felt like, okay, thank you. See? So I was here, and I just got goosebumps. So I just want to let you know that your grandfather is here. And it gives me this sense, too, where he feels very curious about what you do. So I think he would have either tinkered around a lot or been very curious about electronics as well. Are you aware of that?
He definitely would have been
curious. Okay. And there's also this sense where I do feel like he is now he was a bit of a particular man, you know what I mean? He could be a bit of, I keep wanting to go to my nose. Is there something goofy about his nose that you would remember or something connected to, did he also wear glasses? Can I ask? Or do you, I think,
really.
Feel like he did.
Like reading glasses as he got older. But.
Okay. He gives me this strong sense where he's just popped in and he gives me this strong sense of being fascinated really about what you're doing and how you're connecting things, but really also with wires and stuff. It's very interesting about, you know, even radio communication. Like, I keep hearing radio communication. So that had to have been a connection for him as well. Would you know that or not?
Sure.
Okay. And I just do feel like as he kicks, like he just kind of kicks his feet up, you know, grabs his paper and says, nice work. Nice
work. That sounds
work.
About right.
I really enjoy what you're doing. And that's it. Like, it's just very casual and laid back.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's right.
Oh.
Oh, Nate the engineer over here.
So anyhow, just let you know he popped in. Yeah. So there you go.
Poor Nate's gonna have to cut out the part where I just stepped on my microphone cord. He's Nate the engineer, and he works on all the podcasts, and he's never had any of his spirits come through. So I'm glad. Oh. I was kind of hoping today that somebody would.
Cool.
Okay, but thanks, everybody, for listening. Obviously, we're not going to know if any of this is true until it happens, but, you know, we'll see what happens. Hopefully, it never happens.
Hey, the only other thing I want to add is, you know, we talk about how this is depressing. Every day we can have something to complain about politically or anything else. Don't do it. Just retrain the way you think. Try it and talk about something good.
Right.
Don't talk about something that's separating us. Talk about something that's connecting us.
Yeah, let's all support our president and hope that he doesn't get, you know, things work out. Let's hope Melania Trump can somehow cure cancer, and then, you know, we'll all be happy.
Hugs, not drugs. That's what I say.
That's right.
Hugs, not that's drugs. Really good.
Before, I used to say drugs, not hugs, which worked for a while, but hugs are better.
Now we're in recovery, so that's
less
good.
Come down.
And I look forward to your new show, Caleb. I hope that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Whatever. If anybody wants any fake psychic predictions on Twitter at Caleb Eats Bacon, I'll offer them up.
Okay.
Let me know.
He will. And thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Follow Susan on Twitter or Instagram at First Lady of Love. And check callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com for all the latest info and links to our cast of clairvoyants.